Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis. I'm trying to remain calm today. Mm-hmm. And I'm having such trouble with it. I really am. Because I was... It started off nicely today. A.B. Stoddard is joining us, mm-hmm. and you know her, and you love her.
Yes,
from
we do.
From her many, many television appearances, from her many, many writings
and columns. Enjoy.
Throughout the many, many years. A few years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A.B., don't get all upset. Anyway, the point is this. I was all excited about, you know, it's a Wednesday, it's a beautiful day, it's sunny outside, warm in Chicago, and then we start talking about state politics and this crazy thing that's happening down in Springfield with AB. I know you're not familiar with this, but Mike Madigan, who's the big, you know, mocker in Illinois politics, has been, you know, tough guy for years and years and years, a state representative, and he's having trouble with his staff, and it's time for a change in Illinois because Illinois is going broke and people are leaving, and it's a scary moment for the state. And I thought, and I got all exercised about this, and now we're going to talk to you, and you're going to drive me over the top. I'm going to just have to start drinking. I think I don't know what to do here.
I sort of was wondering why you called me. Uh-huh. Why me? You weren't having a calm day already.
and now it's going to get worse, isn't it? So 30, this is kind of an interesting thing. The great irony of this is that George Papadopoulos just walked right by our studio.
And I went running after him to try to see if we could get him on the radio. And he went to go connect with his fiance, I believe.
Or wife. Did they get married? I think they might have gotten married.
And yes, they got married.
Okay.
I was just listening to her on Jake Tapper.
Yeah.
She was
making the case for the pardon.
Right.
It's crazy.
So that's where she was, across the street at CNN then. She was just on right now.
Oh, that's
so right. Across the plaza. And so he's going over to pick her up. He's here with her. And I'm thinking there, and so there's 30 pardons coming our way here, we're told, right? Is that it?
Yep.
That'll be one of them then.
Pardon-palooza.
What is, if he pardons, let me just ask you this question. I hope George walks by, hears this, and stops in, because I would love to get his take on this. What is the political ramification of Donald Trump pardoning any of the people involved in his campaign at this point, Papadopoulos or Manafort or, you know, any of them?
Well, I think it will depend who it is. I mean, right, and how culpable they really are.
Do you think he'll start small to test it? Like the guy that just got out of jail, like there was a guy that went away for 45 days or whatever.
I don't think Donald Trump cares about the optics of any of this. He's basically said he can shut an investigation down, that he loathes his attorney general for recusing himself from this investigation because he was supposed to shut it down. He has asked Mitch McConnell, the majority leader in the Senate, why people are not protecting him more from the Russia probes that are going on in Congress, it's at least still some of them. He has been very open about the fact he can pardon himself, he can shut an inquiry down, he can't be indicted, and he's really making the case, very hard through Rudy Giuliani and through all these pardons, that he can do whatever he wants, and he's really working hard to maintain the intimidation among congressional Republicans that already is there. Into sort of holding the line and not even thinking of impeachment, no matter what comes down, because what he will say to them is that they can't impeach him because everything that Mueller finds, if it's impeachable, is BS and hooey, and he doesn't care that Trey Gowdy, the chairman of the Oversight Committee, who said 10 days ago, and then faced the snarling, wild, fanged squad of tribalists who came after him, who used to love him when he was running the Benghazi probe, for saying so, that there was really nothing to Spygate. There was no spy. He went to all these briefings. He's seen more intelligence than, you know, these people who are in the pundit class sticking up for Donald Trump and people who work for Breitbart, and there was no problem. And it was backed up today by Senator Burr, who's run the Senate Intel Committee probe. It was backed up by House Speaker Ryan, and Trump doesn't care, and his allies don't care, and in the pro-Trump media, they won't care, because he will say that that he can't be impeached because any findings that would be, quote unquote, you know, impeachable, credible findings that would normally warrant impeachment won't be credible. And this pardon thing just makes him feel good. It's absolute power. It's the kind of power he wanted. He thought when he got to this job that he could exercise far more power than he gets to in under his constitutional right as the president of the United States.
Right.
To exercise. That's frustrated him because he would read books about some other presidency and thought it was some other job that he was after. And so I genuinely believe that they're making the case through all these memos and Rudy's TV appearances. Now he's saying today in Israel that the Mueller team is going to frame the president, who is innocent. They're making the case that the only thing you can do to wrap his knuckles is impeach him, and we dare you, because no matter what they come up with, congressional Republicans, McConnell, Ryan, all of you, you can't touch this guy. The voters are behind him. Everything is BS. If it comes out of the DOJ, nothing is to be believed, except if it comes from okay. Rudy Giuliani or Donald Trump's mouth.
All right. So, do you notice how calm I am?
Very.
Did you
I
notice
mean,
that?
Surprisingly
I took
calm.
Everything you just said mm-hmm. there. And I was breathing in my nose, out my mouth. I was doing mm-hmm. all the things I was supposed to do to maintain.
I can smell the patchouli from here.
Yeah. All right. That's right. I mean, right now I'm eating a gummy bear. I'm not sure what's in it.
Right.
I don't understand where we are in America more today than I even did a week ago or 2 weeks ago, because you've had guys like Trey Gowdy. And today, Paul Ryan, both Republican congressmen, and one of them being the Speaker of the House, you decide which one, coming out and disagreeing with the president about his assertion that the FBI was, you know, inserted a spy in his campaign and all of that stuff. And he's saying, and they're all saying that's really not true. But these guys are not running for re-election. The
right.
people who are running for re-election are either
are, President Trump.
Right. They're either remaining silent or they are colluding with him. I'm going to use the term of art of yeah. the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And they are like, they're going to be, you know, like Nunez and all the rest of them. They're like, yeah, no, he's our guy. And voters, Republican primary voters, are punishing people who are anti-Trump.
Yes, so, they are. And Marco Rubio in Alabama last night couldn't make it over the line. She faces a runoff because she once backed away from him in late 2016 after the Access Hollywood tape. Woohoo!
She stood up. She stood up for women in after the Access Hollywood tape, and now she's being punished for that. And they have a Democrat who's a pro-Trump Democrat who's going to be running against her. What the hell is that? I don't even.
It's
I mean,
Alabama.
I know, but it's.
This is true. This is an amazing. I think that what your listeners need to know is that the party has been distilled down to its purest, fiercest partisans, because a lot of Republicans left the party, which is why you don't see, you know, sort of more diluted approval for Trump. If Republicans who are anti-Trump didn't like George Will were still in the party, you'd see a lower approval rating, but they left, and so it's really purified his approval rating.
There's an interesting story too that that there's some newspapers in Pennsylvania, a string of newspapers in Pennsylvania that's dropping a political cartoonist because he's got anti-Trump cartoons.
Hmm.
I mean, we're everybody has to make a decision here, you know. And then that little production yesterday with the president and the band, you know, playing God Bless America and the Star Spangled Banner and all of that, and then, you know, singing along mightily. It's like it harkens to a very different time. I'm a patriot. I know I'm a patriot. I know what I stand for. I know what I've done. I know what I know what I have done to support the United States of America. But and the Constitution of the United States of America. I don't understand how we have gotten here to this moment at this. I mean, what the hell are we doing?
I don't either, because Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked yesterday if the baker who prevailed in a Supreme Court decision this week about his religious freedom in the case of, you know, whether in the Colorado case, he didn't want to make a customized cake as an expression of his art for the gay couple. This has been going on, you know, through the system for years. Mm-hmm. He had a protected right of speech, but and freedom of religion constitutionally protected, but that if you kneel in the anthem, which none of the Philly Eagles have done, we'll all underscore. Right. And you are protesting police brutality, which has nothing to do with the national anthem, and on, is that protected? And basically, the White House is like, no, we don't really think so. And it it really is. It's you know, Trump has very much been open with the fact that he has authoritarian impulses.
But do I get to disagree with my president? Do I get to disagree with my president and still be an American and a patriot? That's the question that we all have to ask ourselves now. And that's where we are.
That's really, for years it was, are you a real American or an unreal American? And now it's, you can't be patriotic unless you agree with President Trump.
Well, you also couldn't be a Republican if you didn't agree lockstep with, you know, you were a rhino if you didn't agree lockstep with, you know, whether it was Limbaugh or Hannity or, you know, whatever the,
right,
you know,
right,
or the think
right.
tank of the day or whatever it was. So I don't know. I don't like the tone. I don't like it. I have a United States of America driver's license and passport. And I'm going to use it. I'm going to stay here in the United States and fight the good fight. And AB, we're going to have to go. Otherwise, the sponsors are going to kill us. And I'm more partisan to them than I am anybody else, I suppose.
But you still are nice and calm.
I think that's a good course to take.
Thank you very much.
Keep the show on. It'll help the country stick around a few more months.
Yes. Self-care, I think, is the way I'm going to look at this right now. Thank you, AB.
Thanks, AB.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye.